stricken by Satan. Ellen White was shown, in connection with the instruction to write out the vision of the controversy, that I should have to contend with the powers of darkness, for Satan would make strong efforts to hinder me, but angels of God would not leave me in the conflict, that in God must I put my trust. What did this mean? She was to learn before ever she reached home. Monday, the Tillotsons drove them in their comfortable carriage to the railroad station at Fremont, where the next day they took the train for Jackson, Michigan. At this point, Ellen picks up the account. While riding in the cars, we arranged our plans for writing and publishing the book called The Great Controversy immediately on our return home. I was then as well as usual. On the arrival of the train at Jackson, we went to Brother Palmer's. We had been in the house but a short time, when, as I was conversing with Sister Palmer, my tongue refused to utter what I wished to say, and seemed large and numb. A strange, cold sensation struck my heart, passed over my head, and down my right side. For a while I was insensible, but was aroused by the voice of earnest prayer. I tried to use my left arm and limb, but they were perfectly useless. For a short time I did not expect to live. It was the third shock I had received of paralysis, and although within 50 miles, 80 kilometers, of home, I did not expect to see my children again. I called to mind the triumphant season I had enjoyed at Lovett's Grove, and thought it was my last testimony, and felt reconciled to die. As earnest prayer was continued in her behalf, she soon felt a prickling sensation in her arm and leg, and she praised God that the power of Satan was broken. 3 months later, a vision given to her in Battle Creek opened to her what was really behind the distressing experience suffered in the Palmer home. I was taken off in vision. In that vision, I was shown that in the sudden attack at Jackson, Satan designed to take my life to hinder the work I was about to write, but angels of God were sent to my rescue, to raise me above the effects of Satan's attack. I saw, among other things, that I should be blessed with better health than before the attack at Jackson. The night after the stroke was one of great suffering, but the next day she seemed sufficiently strengthened to continue the journey by train to Battle Creek. On arrival home, she was carried up the steep stairs to the front bedroom in their Wood Street home. She reported, "For several weeks I could not feel the pressure of the hand, nor the coldest water poured upon my head. In rising to walk, I often staggered, and sometimes fell to the floor. In this condition I commenced to write The Great Controversy. I could write at first but one page a day, then rest three, but as I progressed, my strength increased. The numbness in my head did not seem to becloud my mind, and before I closed that work, the effect of the shock had entirely left me." While engaged in writing The Great Controversy story, Ellen White had an opportunity to relate what had been shown to her in vision before some 400 believers assembled in Battle Creek for the general conference called for May 21 to 24, 1858. In the morning, she began her story with the fall of Satan, the plan of salvation, and the great controversy between Christ and his angels and Satan and his. In the evening, she continued her narrative until nearly 10 o'clock. A month later, it was reported that the forthcoming book was in the press, meaning that the publishers had received some of the copy and were setting type. By mid-August, Mrs. White had completed her writing, and the book was printed, The Great Controversy Between Christ and His Angels and Satan and His Angels. It was introduced by a 12-page statement from the pen of Roswell F. Cottrell that had appeared in the Review and Herald, February 25, 1858. Under the title Spiritual Gifts. For this wider use, Cottrell amplified it somewhat. The E.G. White text opens with the words, "The Lord has shown me that Satan was once an honored angel in heaven, next to Jesus Christ. His countenance was mild, expressive of happiness like the other angels. His forehead was high and broad, and showed great intelligence. His form was perfect. He had a noble, majestic bearing." The Review and Herald, September 9, 1858, carried on its back page, under the title Spiritual Gifts, the notice that the book was ready. It read, "This is a work of 224 pages written by Mrs. White, with an introductory article on the perpetuity of spiritual gifts by Brother R.F. Cottrell. Price 50 cents. This was the very first printing in book form of the Great Controversy theme. It was later bound with Volume 2 of a four-part series titled Spiritual Gifts. It traces the theme of the constant struggle between Christ and Satan that Mrs. White would continue to develop throughout her life. Volume I, 1858, The Great Controversy Between Christ and His Angels and Satan and His Angels, Volume 2, 1860, My Christian Experience, Views and Labors in Connection with the Rise and Progress of the Third Angel's Message, Volume 3, 1864, Important Facts of Faith in Connection with the History of Holy Men of Old, Volume 4, 1864, Important Facts of Faith, Laws of Health, and Testimonies, Numbers 1-10. The next book carrying the Great Controversy theme was Volume 4 in the series titled Spirit of Prophecy. Volume 1, 1870, The Great Controversy Between Christ and His Angels and Satan and His Angels, Volume 2, 1877, The Great Controversy Between Christ and Satan, Life, Teachings, and Miracles of Our Lord Jesus Christ. Volume 3, 1878, The Great Controversy Between Christ and Satan, The Death, Resurrection, and Ascension of Our Lord Jesus Christ, Volume 4, 1884, The Great Controversy Between Christ and Satan, From the Destruction of Jerusalem to the End of the Controversy. It may be observed from the above that for a period of 30 years, between 1858 and 1888, much of Ellen White's time and thought was given to producing The Great Controversy. During the same period, of course, she produced a great volume of writing for publication in journals, testimonies to individuals, and books.